Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. So today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll talk about earthquakes, our changing times. We're in the midst of earthquake season. All types of major changes are needed for the Earth, politically, economically, and personally. I'll give you some tips to ride these waves of change and talk about the purpose behind them and the steps we can take to get with the program. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that next Tuesday, September 22nd, Peg Donahue and I will give a free prosperity teleclass at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. This is taught by telephone, so you can attend from any location. Learn about 8 prosperity techniques that you can immediately apply in your life, which don't involve money. They just require a conscious approach and a willing attitude. Participate in this call and learn how you can tap into the universal energies of prosperity. To do so, just go to AskMadeline.com and click on the link under What's New for the free prosperity teleclass. That website, again, is www.askmadeline.com. Now, I also want to remind you that our new fall program for 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business will start October 7th. This is now less than 3 weeks away. If you either work in business or own your own business and you're ready to move into the abundant universe, check out this 8-month program with a monthly class and a group coaching session by phone. We're so confident that this program can assist you in your prosperity that it has a money-back guarantee. To learn more, go to AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com. Once you're there, look for the new fall program for 8 Keys Prosperity Training under What's New. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, today we are having one humdinger of a new moon. This new moon has the Sun, Moon, Saturn, and Mercury all tightly together in the sign of Virgo, and they are all opposite the planet Uranus in Pisces. This configuration is about unexpected surprises and disruptions you aren't expecting. So I hope you've been preparing a bit for this period. We can't know what kind of unexpected surprises we'll see with this, since it'll be different from each person based on their chart and their cycles. In general, though, we should see surprises in the economy as well as politically. And we may also see more earth changes, which can certainly include earthquakes, volcanoes, hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires, flooding, and even tsunamis. Just about any type of unexpected weather is also possible. Even asteroids are possible. For that matter, even the extraterrestrials are possible. Any type of a shakeup, including unexpected changes to leaders or radical and unexpected decisions by leaders, are all possible and probable. New moons are times when we are starting something. So this is a time when we may see something new and unexpected get started, something that breaks through our traditional ways of doing things or traditional structures. However, we may not see how it fully matures until 6 months from now when we have the Pisces full moon. For the country as a whole, something major appears to be up in the District of Columbia. The U.S., of course, wants to remain a powerhouse, but it looks like China has other ideas. A lot of challenges from the foreign arena suggest that the U.S.'s power is waning. This is likely to be related to the U.S. dollar, and we are likely to see gold shoot up now and in the next few months to probably at least $1,300 and maybe higher. I'll talk about more changes in the next segment when I talk about earthquakes, our changing times, but for the moment, just remember that all these changes can apply to each of us personally. We're all changing old mental and emotional patterns, and many of us are due for breakthroughs, which I'll discuss more after the first break. Next, how are you doing with this Mercury retrograde? I'm just back from an 11-day trip, and I saw plenty of very Mercury retrograde things. In true Mercury retrograde fashion, I even lost my car keys on the trip. Fortunately, I found them after 4 hours of searching, or I would have had to rent a car. Now, this cycle continues through September 29th, so we're halfway through it already. During this period, it's very common to encounter delays, miscommunications, transportation breakdowns, schedule changes, plus computer and other equipment failures. It's also common to discover mistakes, which now must be corrected. So part of the fun with this cycle is trying to fit in all the extra work that needs to be fixed. I hope you took my advice and you've scheduled 50% less than you normally do so you can catch up. Catching up is one of the primary purposes of this period. The challenge of this particular Mercury retrograde is we're making unexpected changes, and we need to get to the bottom of what's really going on. For many of us, this means we need to make breakthroughs in old thought patterns and beliefs so we can really see what's happening. Much of what's been going on in terms of corruption and economic disaster occurred because we didn't really want to know what was happening. And we can't change things unless we're willing to wake up and see the truth. Now, this is due to a combination of cycles, but particularly Mercury opposite Uranus, which is with us now through October 9th. So give your computers extra protection during this time. Get your virus software updated and be sure you do daily backups. We have more challenges than normal with these kinds of computer issues, particularly on September 22nd and 23rd, then again on October 3rd and through the 5th. So take care of your computers, but that will help you with those mental breakthroughs. Now, Mercury is also in tough shape now through September 23rd with Mercury square Pluto, the planet of death, regeneration, and rebirth. This can lead us to some very perceptive and deep insights about what's going on and the real motivations involved. That's the good news. The tough part of the cycle is that it can be dangerous for driving, and it can even indicate fatal or near-fatal accidents. You may know this, but there's no such thing as a real accident. We attract accidents to us when we won't make needed changes willingly. This cycle will temporarily go out of range on September 23rd, but it returns on October 6th. And it's not over until the Fat Lady sings on October 14th. So be very careful driving until then. The next cycle is Venus trine Pluto. And this is great for making big money or a very passionate love relationship. They often go hand in hand because when your energy is high, you attract more money to you. This cycle is in range between today, September 18th, through September 26th, and it peaks on September 20th. So there's money and passionate love afoot if you open yourself to the possibilities. But remember, you could experience some delays with receiving the money since Mercury is slow at the end of the month, so transactions are a little slow too. Next, here's a heads up. Between today, September 18th, through September 29th, and peaking on September 23rd, have you heard that date a few times yet? We see major power issues erupting. The cycle is Sun square Pluto. These are likely to be related to the unexpected but necessary changes that are occurring in September. The cycle is commonly associated with power abuses by leaders of all types. So be careful how you use your own power under this cycle so you keep yourself out of trouble. Trying to control others now will only get you into deeper doo-doo. So instead, focus on controlling yourself. That's what's needed to fix the issue. This cycle is also associated with power challenges to leaders of all types, including leaders of organizations, businesses, governments, at all levels, and homes. Should you encounter one of these challenges, it's best to cooperate and make the change. Otherwise, the universe may hit you over the head with a 2x4. Don't let that happen. Cooperate with any unexpected changes. The universe may have a new plan for you. It's better to cooperate and move forward and to find out what's ahead. Often, very good things await you after an unexpected surprise. Now, lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's still free, and it's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. No more notes to take or going to the website each week, just the simple process of registering for it so we can send it to you free each week. To do so, go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. The link is under What's New by the link for my radio show, so get signed up today. Now, I know we're headed off to a break, and do you know how to ride these waves of change that we're in? When I come back after this short break, I'll talk about earthquakes, our changing times, and how we can get with the universe's program of breakthrough changes. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you ready to prosper in your job or business by working in harmony with the universe? Polaris Business Guides is ready to hand you 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business. These keys allow you to accomplish more than doing less, overcome emotional blockages, create powerful partnerships, and build wealth, even in our current economic conditions. This program is taught by phone twice a month, so you can attend from any location. The next 8-month teleprogram begins October 7th. And there's no risk because Polaris Business Guides and Madeline Gurick offer a money-back guarantee. Call 877-524-8300 for complete details. That's 877-524-8300 or visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com for the keys to your prosperity.
For right brain expansion and new mental power, introducing Right Brain Aerobics Training for Business and Career Development, a certificate course Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th at Maitreya Center in Redmond. Join Sandra Rodman, CEO of Right Brain Aerobics, a senior executive of Fortune 500 companies. Go to rightbrainaerobics.com. That's rightbrainaerobics.com. For more, call 425-214-2926. 425-214-2926.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Get more energy in your step and reduce your joint impact by 50%. Join the thousands of people who have found pain relief from using Z-Coil footwear. These unique shoes are engineered to relieve pain that starts at your feet and works its way up your body. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Give Z-Coil footwear a try. They're available at Z-Coil of Seattle. Call 206-838-7338 and visit your2feet.com.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gurwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about earthquakes, our changing times, and how we can get with the universe's program and make the needed changes for ourselves. So first of all, let's talk about what's happening and why are all these changes here now. This week, we experienced the third of 5 different earthquake seasons we've had since last fall through the summer of 2010. With today's new moon, we're getting one humdinger of a push for us to make changes to our thoughts, ideas, beliefs, old emotional patterns, leadership, structures, processes, and all types of organizations. Wow, that's a bunch, isn't it? These earthquake season changes, which are due to Saturn opposite Uranus are also encouraging strong Earth changes. And if that isn't enough, we get another cycle for transforming structures, processes, governments, businesses, and organizations of all types beginning on Halloween. That cycle is Saturn square Pluto, and that will last through the winter into April. It returns in full swing, boy, can I talk today? Full swing next July through early October 2010. And the last time we had a similar cycle was in 2001 when we had 9/11 occur. Now, that gave us plenty of transformed structures and processes, especially concerning airline travel and our rights. Now, if that isn't enough change for you, we also have Uranus square Pluto in range now, and it stays in range through 2017. Long time. This is the cycle of revolution and transformation. We had a similar cycle in the 1960s, during which we had protests against the Vietnam War, race riots, the beginning of the women's movement, the sexual revolution with the pill, and the beginning of the environmental movement. And Star Trek gave us the model to evolve toward back then, and we began making major changes on all fronts. Now, do you get the picture? We're living through a time when stability is just not part of the plan. Unexpected changes are going to continue very strongly for the next 6 years. So the tips I'm about to give you for dealing with this are not just for this week or next few months. They will be relevant for the next 6 years. Now, first of all, it pays to be prepared. You may not live in an earthquake-prone area like I do, but every area has the potential for unexpected storms, flooding, wildfires, and other earth changes. Even without earth changes or severe weather, we all have the potential for losing jobs, health challenges, relationship losses, and even the loss of our homes. This is reality we're living through, and these types of changes are even more likely during these times. So I'm going to say it yet again. Now is the time to be prepared for the unexpected. Whether that's economic, personal, or weather changes doesn't matter. It pays to plan ahead and have extra food and supplies on hand. Then if you're out of work for a while, or you have a slump in your business, or no way to get to a grocery after a major earth change, you're ready and able to take care of yourself. You may also be the only one prepared in your area, and you may have to help others. That's part of the deal, because you're one of the few who's getting the message. So be responsible for having heard this information and take the appropriate actions to be prepared. You may need it sooner than you realize. This is nothing to put off until later. This should be at the top of your list if you haven't already done this. So be sure you get extra batteries, flashlights, blankets, toilet paper, and food you can eat without a lot of preparation. If you have a fireplace, be sure you have some wood for emergency heat and plenty of matches. Keep extra items of everything you use on hand so you're prepared for whatever you may need. And remember to have extra supplies for your pets, too. Okay, after we handle this basic preparation, what else can we do to flow with the changes we're all experiencing now? I've mentioned this is a time of earthquakes for all of us. In general, all of our basic thought patterns and beliefs are being challenged so we can blast through them. This is highly disconcerting, to say the least, to most of us. We're generally not prepared for blasting our old beliefs about ourselves, our governments, corporations, and how things work to the moon. So, in fact, most of us would much rather hide our heads in the sand than do that. But that's just the problem. Most of us have been doing that for years, and that's exactly how we got into our current pickle. Too many of us ignored the state of the earth and the environmental changes that are quickly proceeding to a catastrophic point. We've ignored the military-industrial complex, its ties to politicians, and the economic control they've set us up for. We've ignored the Federal Reserve and all the ways it's taxing our country without us knowing about it. We've ignored our U.S. dollar and the enormous debt that the U.S. government has incurred. We've ignored the gigantic trade deficit we have with the rest of the world, leaving our U.S. dollar in an unsustainable situation. We've ignored energy issues and what it takes to get new resources out of the earth now. We've ignored the oil and our inefficient transportation situation. We've ignored the World Trade Organization, which is preparing to eliminate our access to all supplements and most vitamins. We've even ignored the extraterrestrials who have always been here with us and whom we are constantly told do not exist. Now, there's plenty more that we've ignored, too, and so this is the time we're getting a major heads up. This means we have to take our heads out of the sand and really look at what's going on all around us. One of the tools I recommend with this process is Chris Martinson's The Crash Course. This is an online course about the economy, energy, and the environment, and how they intersect each other. It's free. And I'm going to mention only one thing today from that course, but I strongly urge you to go to this site and watch his 20 short videos from a few minutes to 20 minutes in length. You will learn a lot and get a much better grasp of what's really going on. Just Google The Crash Course, and it will be the first link you find. Now, the point I'm going to mention to you from this crash course is about compounding. It's one of the central points that we tend to ignore or not understand, and it's a great failure of ours with devastating results. Basically, whenever you have anything, a population, oil demand, a money supply, or anything else that steadily grows over time as a proportion of its current size, you have a situation that is compounding at an exponential rate. You get a graph that looks like a hockey stick with the curve going straight up at the end of it. This graph is what's going on with most everything that's occurring now. And here's an example of how this works. Let's suppose you're at Fenway Park, and the park has been made watertight. Beginning at noon today, a single magic drop of water is placed in the park. The magic part is that the amount of water will double once every minute. So one drop becomes two drops in a minute. And a minute later, two drops becomes four drops, and so on. Here's the question. At what rate, or at that rate, how long will it take to fill Fenway Park to the top? Days? Weeks? Months? The answer is it will be full at 12:49 on that same day. Yes, just 49 minutes later. That's the power of compounding. But here's the real kicker. At what time will 93% of Fenway Park still be empty? At 12:44. And that means the real action of filling up 93% of the park occurs in the last 5 minutes. This is how compounding works. The real action is all at the end and very fast. Using this example, which you can learn more about at the Crash Course, I believe we're now at 12:46. That's right. Essentially, we're in the last 3 minutes, so to speak, of the enormous changes we're in. Are you getting the picture yet? They're going to occur at an extremely rapid rate because we're out of time and we're on the vertical portion of the curves where all the action is. This is what's happening to our money supply, our economic and earth changes, our energy challenges, etc. Now, what can you do in this situation to flow better with the changes which are occurring on schedule according to the universe's timetable? Well, first of all, you must focus on becoming more flexible, both in your mind and body. This is key, not just to surviving this period intact, but also thriving. Move your body in as many ways as you can. Take it dancing, walking, running, or swimming. Give your body plenty of stretches. Do yoga positions, Tai Chi, or anything which moves your body in the most ways possible. Because anytime you move your body to become more flexible, your mind opens up and flexes too. This is important because we have to flex with the changes. In addition, try doing brain teasers or working crossword puzzles. Do anything to help your mind become more flexible. This will help you because when the changes occur, you will need to respond very quickly. And if you're flexible, you'll be able to do so easily. Next, trust that the universe is bringing you the changes you need for your highest good, not to harm you in any way. If you don't look at the changes this way, it's easy to get into fear, and that takes you down the wrong path. So please, choose to operate from trust, not fear. This is really important. The universe really does want to have your back, if you will allow it to. Third, make your changes willingly. Be willing to listen to your guides, your inner wisdom and knowing, so that you get your messages and know where the universe is sending you. This means you must have some time alone daily so you can get your messages and take the appropriate actions. This is just as important as being flexible. Lastly, surrender to the changes. especially the ones you've known were needed for a long time, but you didn't make them. Resistance is futile, as the Borg used to say. Make a white flag and start waving it. Tell the universe you're ready to make those changes and get rolling. Next week, I'm going to tell you even more tips for flowing with these earthquake changes, because this is a big topic and it's the most important one we have at hand. So tune in then and learn the rest of these tips. Now, I know we're headed off to a break, and after this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Creating a fulfilling life is now easy with the Code to Successful Living given to you in one 90-minute human design reading. Chetan Parkin describes your life and being in vivid detail. See his new book, published by HarperCollins, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be, at humandesignforusall.com or call 760-298-0918. That's 760-298-0918 and visit humandesignforusall.com.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com and click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. But first, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your biggest challenge. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's head off to Seattle, and we've got Anne calling in. She wants to know if it's a good time to invest right now. The market's kind of all over the place, and her birth date is March 29th of 61 at 12:58 p.m. in Detroit, Michigan. So, Anne, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Oh, Madeline, thank you so much for taking my call this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. And you're looking for investment advice for you, right?
Absolutely. I have some money that I've been taking in and out of the market as things have been kind of real choppy and kind of chaotic. And my intuition is telling me that I'm not really sure what we're experiencing right now is real. And any direction you can give me or any guidance that could be provided in terms of putting new money into the market this fall would be hugely appreciated. Thank you.
Do you have any gold?
I don't have any gold. The only way I would invest in gold would be through an ETF.
An ETF? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, which is an electronically traded fund for other listeners who may not know what that is. And there are several gold ETFs. There's GLD and IAU, and I know there are others as well. The thing is that we may encounter a large amount of inflation, maybe not immediately in terms of, it's really hard to say, because one of the possibilities is that the U.S. dollar, which has been taking a hit lately, could take even bigger hits. And one of the things that's happening right now is that the U.S. dollar is getting a lot of pressure from other countries around the world to no longer be the world reserve currency. In other words, the trade would not occur in the U.S. dollar, which would mean there would be a great deal less demand for U.S. dollars, and our dollar would be worth much, much less from other countries. So, you know, right now, IMF and World Bank and all these have come up with something called special drawing rights for China and Russia. And that's basically a basket of currencies which only contains 25% of U.S. dollars, and the rest is euros and Japanese yen and I think the pound sterling, the U.K. pound sterling. So right there, our demand for dollars has been dropped by 25%. By 75%, I should say, down to 25%. And this trend, I think, is going to continue. So one of the problems with investing at this time is that if you don't have any gold, you don't have any way to really overcome the challenge of the potential for high inflation. Gold should go probably up to 1,300 before the end of the year. It's right around 1,000 now, and it's rapidly probably going to go up this month and next month. So if you can get in and get some gold now, it would be a good idea. That will help you to preserve the value of the money that you have. That's the point of having gold. So, you know, if you can put, you know, up to I would never put more than 20% into anything, but you know, if you have the ability to put up to 20% into gold, it could be a very valuable investment for you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Madeline.
And now let me just look at your chart here real quick for a minute in terms of what else might be happening. Have you done anything in the way of investing in land or property or anything like that?
We're in second position to purchase a property in Kingston, Washington. It's a short sale.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's another type of thing that I think would work well for you. You're set up for something you know, where you could benefit from homes or property or land.
Right.
You know, and right now we're at the bottom of the housing market, and that's going to last through, I believe, March 3rd of 2011. So, you know, this is a good time to be able to purchase land or property that you can hold on to for, you know, at least 4 or 5 years so that the price can go up.
Right.
Does that fit in your
timetable? Yeah, we've been looking for a specific piece of property for a business for the past 3 years, and so it's been a very tumultuous kind of journey trying to find this property because of zoning regulations. But, you know, my fingers are crossed that if it's, you know, quote, right timing, that this will come together for us. So
yes,
we would be excited if it would.
Yes, yes. And then that's another way to invest for you, is to be in
Wonderful.
Something like that. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Does that
Wonderful.
Help?
That is so helpful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and take care.
Thank you
for calling
Bye.
In.
All right, that leaves another line open here at Cosmic Connections with Madeline Gerwick at 1-800-930-2819. Let's go off to Kent. We have Jared calling in. Jared's looking for a little more prosperity there, Madeline. Maybe it's on the horizon. We'll check it out. His birth information is 7-8 of 56 at 7 p.m. in New Bedford, Massachusetts. You got that?
Okay, now let me see if I have that correctly.
All right.
July 8th, 1956.
You got it?
7 p.m.
Yep.
New Bedford, where was it?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
I'll give you 2¾ out of 3 stars. That was perfect.
Okay.
Jared, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Jared.
Hi.
So what's happening here in terms of your prosperity?
Well, nothing.
That's nothing.
Kind of
no, that's not too good.
No.
Oh, that's not too good. Now, are you employed or what's your situation?
No, I'm not. No.
Oh, you're not employed?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Let me look at your chart here for just a minute, because you have some cycles going on here which should be helpful to you for getting employed. Do you have any idea what you want to do?
Well, I'm an artist.
You're an artist? Wow,
yes.
This is a perfect time for you then. And
Isn't
are
it?
You showing your art, or what are you doing?
Well, an artist, an actor.
Oh, an actor. Oh, okay.
Yes.
So are you doing any, haven't been able to get any gigs is what you're saying?
I did a short film in July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're not too far away from it. It looks like could have something bigger come through near the end of this year.
Oh, that's good.
Like November, possibly December, somewhere in that range. I want to look at your chart here for one other thing, because so would you say that you're self-employed?
Yes. Yeah, I would
yes.
say that. Yeah.
Okay. Because you don't have any kind of
self-contractor,
a stable
yeah.
other job that you do.
No, I've been trying to do that too, but I'm having a lot of doors closed, so I figured the universe is telling me that's not where I belong.
Right. Okay. Well, in that case, I'm going to look at something else here for income, but it looks like you have the potential, you see, to make a fair amount of money, but you may have what I call a blockage in terms of deserving it or...
Really?
Does that ring any bells for you?
No.
No?
I feel I'm deserving.
Okay. So is there some kind of a pattern from your past or perhaps your parents where there wasn't enough money?
I guess. Could be.
Or did you have any situations where you know, money that you were expecting to spend on something, it sort of unexpectedly disappeared for, you know, this thing or that thing would happen?
Yeah, that's happened in my life, yes.
Okay. So
not just recently.
It happened recently again?
No, not recently.
Oh, not recently.
This is in the past.
In the past, okay.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, because there is a very strong cycle here that can be challenging in terms of trying to control things. And a lot of times what happens when we're in that mode is we're pushing money away from us.
Oh.
It sounds a little odd because we're so trained to control things
And
right.
It's been this way for, you know, 1,000 years, you know. But once we got the 2000, you see, things switched. And so now it's much, much easier if you can attract something to you. And when you're trying to control things, you see, what you're usually in is you're in an anxiety. You're in stress
right.
mode because you're trying to hold on and make something happen, you see.
Right, right.
Rather
yeah, I find myself doing that.
Rather than allowing something to happen organically. So the vibration that we put out to the universe in that situation is that we're in lack.
Right.
Or we're in stress, we're in anxiety, you see. And the universe, all it can hear that we want, literally, is whatever feeling we're giving it. So when we feel like we're out of money, or we're, you know, stressed, or we're anxious because this isn't working the way we want it to, the universe hears that we want more of that. So, oh, and I'm hearing our music. So hopefully that helps, and I encourage you to go to our free prosperity teleclass next week.
Okay.
And take that, because you'll be able to learn a lot more about it, and it will help you quite a bit. And thank you for calling in, Jared.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay, take care. Now, when we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you ready to prosper in your job or business by working in harmony with the universe? Polaris Business Guides is ready to hand you 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business. These keys allow you to accomplish more than doing less, overcome emotional blockages, create powerful partnerships, and build wealth, even in our current economic conditions. This program is taught by phone twice a month, so you can attend from any location. The next 8-month teleprogram begins October 7th, and there's no risk because Polaris Business Guides and Madeline Gurick offer a money-back guarantee. Call 877-524-8300 for complete details. That's 877-524-8300, or visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com for the keys to your prosperity.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in just 1 hour without suffering or willpower? Cat James says yes. Hear what transformed Cat and others as you jumpstart your own freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths with pioneering experts and real life stories. Cat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Cat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Visit thecatjamesshow.com.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit stressdetective.net.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Creating a fulfilling life is now easy with the Code to Successful Living given to you in one 90-minute human design reading. Chetan Parkin describes your life and being in vivid detail. See his new book, published by HarperCollins, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be, at humandesignforusall.com or call 760-298-0918. That's 760-298-0918 and visit humandesignforusall.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm taking your calls now, but I believe we already have all the callers that we can handle for today. And also, just a quick reminder that if you're starting a company, next month may be the best month we have to start a new company between now and mid-March of 2010. And if you're starting a company, it's very important to have a very good date and time to start it so that your company will work at its optimum and best financial situation. So give me a call for starting a new company if you're interested in that possibility. And the number to do that is 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do, certainly. And let's bring on Helena from Seattle. She's got an ongoing court case, but you know what? It might actually be settling here very shortly. Her lawyer called and said the other party was like to settle out, but she wants to know if it's the right time to do so, which is probably a good idea, huh? Let's see here. Her information was 3:30 of 68 at 9:30 p.m. in Jersey City, New Jersey. So, Helena, let's see if we can help you out, okay?
Hi.
Hi, Helena. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you for taking the call.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, right at this moment, you have a cycle that's very strong for a lot of money to come in. And so how are you feeling about this, settling this issue?
It's been going on for over a year. I would be missing $15,000 because I gave out $25,000. And to me, that's a lot of money not to get back.
I see. Wow. So you would lose $15,000?
Yeah, well, and the lawyer said with the contention that he would put a note on the land if it was ever sold, because the land, it's a house scam, would be given to that individual, the defendant, and if he sold it or whatever he did, I would get the money.
I see.
Some money from that. But my lawyer also said he did not like that idea, the defendant.
I see. Okay. Well, I'm looking at your chart. You filed this lawsuit a year ago, you said?
Yeah, summer last year.
Okay.
Around this time, actually, fall, I think.
Okay. You have,
and the thing is, it's not just me. There's actually four other people in this.
Oh, okay.
So I should usually say that because what they became in a group because we were all scammed, then I think their opinion of what they want is also going to affect what I can get out of it.
Right, right. So all of you would have to agree together to the actual settlement. Is that right?
I think so. I don't know, but I'm assuming somewhat like that. And the two of the people already talked to me and said they just want, they're going to go for a high amount because most likely it'll be negotiated down to 19. They're going to start at 19 and then be done with it. They don't care about the note.
Oh, they don't care about the note.
No, they care, but they don't think this person, since we had to go to court and he's not the best character, would he really do anything anyway? You know, would he?
Right, even if it was awarded to him.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, to you guys, would you ever be able to get the payment, basically?
Right, and they don't just want it over because it's just been such a roller coaster ride.
Right. Well, here's a couple of things that I see. There's kind of a major situation going on. You're actually in a period of time when you're in your midlife crisis, I should say. And so it's actually pretty hard for you to figure out what to believe about things. So you may be feeling like you're walking on quicksand a lot of the time. And the issue that's going on here in terms of the money is probably just one of the ways in which you're having your midlife crisis. You see, it's not just, it's like an external representation of what's going on inside of you.
Mm.
You see, so they're just, you know, basically a tool or a method for you to get in touch with, you know, what is it in your life that has meaning and purpose for you, and what doesn't have meaning and purpose for you, and how can you do more and more of that, of what does have meaning and purpose for you? Because at this time in your life, this is the time when people switch over. They make the change to switching towards doing things that have more meaning and purpose for them. And if they don't make it now, if you don't make this change at this time, then it becomes harder and harder to make it later, because now is when you have the energy to do it. So this situation has the potential to heal probably faster and more unexpectedly than you might expect it to happen. I can see where the situation occurred about a year ago, you know, like unexpected money out or loss of money. One thing for you to consider in terms of the way you invest in the future, this was a property, you said, right?
Yes.
And you see, you have the potential to be what I call gullible.
Yes.
Gullible. Yeah. And so
that's a nice way of saying it.
So you need somebody else to assist you to evaluate your future investment, so that you're not getting taken. Somebody you trust, you know, to really look at things and help evaluate whether or not they're going to work for you. This particular one, you have the opportunity to get money right now, but also to lose some money right now. So, you know, if you take it, you possibly will lose some money, but it may be the best that you can do at the moment. You know, otherwise you might have to wait possibly until next year or later.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's a group effort also, so I have to take into consideration. And they already have people leaning towards that, actually.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our AQ's Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. How are you feeling today? If you were your boss, how much would you pay yourself for how you feel today? Are you on top of the world? Then your energy could be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, or maybe even a million. Or are you tired, anxious, stressed, or feeling down in the dumps? If so, your energy might not be worth as much as your salary or wages. Plus, it's pushing money away from you with higher expenses or less income. So remember, your energy is the same as your money. Take the best care of yourself that's possible, including eating the right foods for you, getting enough exercise, and plenty of sleep. If you're still trying to do one or two extra things every day instead of getting enough sleep, your body is pushing money away from you faster than you can earn it. So take good care of yourself. Your money depends on it. Now, next Friday, on September 25th, my show will be about part two of Earthquakes Are Changing Times. I'll discuss more steps that you can take to work in harmony with the many changes we're all experiencing now through 2015, but especially now. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's A-S-K-M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E. DELINE.com. And while you're there, be sure to order one of the new 2010 Good Timing Guides and the newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back. Or you can call us toll-free to order or to arrange a consultation or timing. Just call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.